This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks in Sweden between the U.S. and North Korea broke off, with the two sides offering contradictory assessments of their progress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 19 people were killed Saturday in Iraq during another day of civil unrest there. The death toll from protests in Baghdad and in several other southern Iraqi cities has risen to nearly 100 since the protests began earlier in the week. The unrest grew from initial demands for jobs and improved city services, such as water and power, to calls now to end corruption in the oil-rich country of nearly 40 million people. Several groups of masked gunmen also attacked 3 TV news stations in Baghdad, including the Saudi-owned and Iraq's privately-owned news channels, smashing equipment and assaulting employees. Thousands of residents of Pakistan held Kashmir rallied Saturday on board vehicles and motorbikes to press for their demand that India lift a 2-month-old controversial clampdown in its controlled portion of the disputed region. The protest came a day when a U.S. Senator, Chris Van Hollen, arrived in Pakistan after visiting India, where he was refused permission to personally visit Kashmir to assess the situation. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court rejected on Sunday a challenge to an emergency law criminalizing protesters wearing face masks as democracy activists hit the streets again in defiance of the ban despite half the city's subway stations remaining closed. Pro-democracy lawmakers went to the High Court Sunday seeking an emergency injunction against the ban, arguing the emergency powers bypass the legislature and contravene the city's mini-constitution. Thousands of protesters have staged unsanctioned flash mob rallies across the strife-torn city, some vandalizing subway stations and shops after Hong Kong's leader outlawed face coverings as protests or at protest, invoking colonial-era emergency powers not used for more than half a century. French investigators say evidence suggests the suspect in Thursday's deadly attack at Paris police headquarters embraced radical Islam, as questions mount about how the veteran police employee managed to escape notice. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
The assailant did not have a criminal record, but the prosecutor described signs of radicalism, citing witnesses and other evidence. The Martinique-born suspect, identified by officials as Mikael H., converted to Islam about a decade ago and allegedly voiced support for a number of atrocities in the name of Islam, including the deadly 2015 terrorist attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack has left many French in shock, not only because it took place within the heart of French security, but also because the assailant worked in a department investigating radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Cameroon's main opposition leader, Maurice Kamto, walked free from jail Saturday after military court ordered his release at the behest of veteran President Paul Biya. The opposition leader was released after 9 months imprisonment following surprise conciliatory gestures from Biya, who is facing a number of domestic crises and an international criticism over political freedoms. President Trump lashed out against another Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Saturday after Romney called the president's appeals to Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden wrong and appalling. In a series of tweets Saturday, Mr. Trump defended his comments and lashed out at Romney, calling him a pompous ass who has been fighting him from the beginning. He later called Romney, the 2012 presidential nominee, a fool who's playing into the hands of congressional Democrats. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. I've got a beautiful show for you coming up in just a minute. Of course, there's my usual carefully selected playlist of Pan-African music, my song of the week, one vintage from the archives, and a feature interview. Two friends from VOA join me in the studio today, Salem Solomon and Kwame Ofori. Kwame helps me present Song of the Week, which comes out of Ghana. It's called Account Balance, and that comes in at half past the hour. And my vintage tune is a 1965 solo Bohar player from Liberia. Finally, the interview, which comes in the first half of the hour, is with Dilon Djindji. He is a 92-year-old singer who's known throughout Mozambique as the king of Marabenta. When I was in Mozambique a few weeks ago, I tracked him down, and we have a wonderful conversation about what Marabenta is and how Dilon became its king. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting off in Zimbabwe with Ja Praise's brand new single, Sadzane Muribo. Here's what marvelous Nyahuye has to say about it.
This song, Sadzane Muribo, captures the essence of having sadza and relish, but it also is a metaphor for a young man who's paid his dowry and is looking forward to that honeymoon.
What's sadza?
A Zimbabwean dish that's made out of maize meal.
This is Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. That was Ja Praise's new single, Sadzane Muribo. Janka Nabe was a pioneer in the modern style of traditional music and dance called Bobo. If you listened to the show last week, you'll remember David Vandy talking about that. Anyway, whenever you need music that's high energy, supercharged, with a really, really fast tempo, go to Janka Nabe. Here's one of my all-time favorites called Sabano. It's on his Build Music CD that was his last release in 2016 before his death in April 2018. The song, originally composed in the mid-90s during Sierra Leone's civil war, called for the restoration of peaceful civilian control to counter the rebels' chaos, declaring the country belongs to us. Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and that was the music and the voice of the late Sierra Leonean pioneer of modern bobo music, Janka Nabe. All right, from bobo to balafon. Next up is Kanazoe Orchestra. Now, this band is led by Seydou Diabaté. He goes by Kanazoe. He's a griot. You can tell that by his last name, Diabaté. And he was born in Burkina Faso, now living in France. This song, Nafolo, means... Well, he warns people about the dangers of money. He says, if you're rich but don't have a conscience, you turn your back on your friends and your neighbors, and it really dehumanizes you. He says, some people have so much money, but they don't know how to even have fun. Others are rich, but they're sick, and they get stuck lying in bed. And others still are so rich, but they don't have any kids. So enjoy life, and don't get too obsessed with money. Come on, he says, let's just have fun. Wariko, wariko, wariko e jamana dia. Wariko, wariko, na fulo na jamana dia. Na fulo e jamana dia. Aye bade nufara. Katerima flakodo yuma bi wari mainde.
All right. Hi, everyone. That was Nafolo by Kanazoe Orchestra. I just learned that they have a new album out. It's been out a few months now, and I can't wait to listen to that, and probably I'm going to share something off of it for you next week. For those just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Next up, fresh new music from Ethiopia, and then my feature interview with Dilon Djinji, the 92-year-old king of Marabenta. Don't know what Marabenta is? Well, you'll find out right after this song. So let's get to it. Gerage. This gorgeous song is out of Ethiopia. Salem Solomon, one of my colleagues right here at VOA, speaks Amharic, and she loves the song. She translated it like this.
The title is Gerager. Ger translates to innocence or naivete. It's one of those things that might have a double entendre when you look at how she's saying it, but she's saying Ger Ager. So Ager is country, so the country of innocence. So, but in the lyrics, what she's talking about is, I wish people knew that you're mine. Obviously, it's a love song. She's infatuated with this man who, in the video, if you see that he's fixing the car and she's trying to, I think she's interested, but she doesn't know how to show him she's interested. He's interested. She's just expressing his love, but her love to him, but in subtle ways.
Yeah.
Gerage by Zebiba Girma of Ethiopia. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell.
Hooray!
What you're hearing now is a recording of a song by Marabenta singer Dilon Jinji. When the tempo abruptly slows down and you hear wind whipping around and other natural sounds, that is the beginning of my interview with him. He's 92 years old, if I didn't mention that already, just a few weeks ago at his home in Mozambique. I went there to find out what Marabenta is and how Dylan became its king. We're sitting in the backyard of his family home in the town of Marakwene, some 40 kilometers north of Maputo, the nation's capital.
I was born in August 14th, 1927. I learned to play the guitar in 1937. I started playing marabenta at weddings. I used to play my guitar with the bridesmaids. So I played my guitar and the girls joined me to provide entertainment at the weddings. I made my guitar with an oil can.
And how many strings?
It was just three strings. I made my melody with those three strings. The first guitar that I played was my uncle's acoustic guitar. My older brother was a Makwaela dancer, and he taught me how to dance. I danced so many other dances too, Shiparatuana, Shigubu, Shingomana. I learned all of those dances. I used to go everywhere with my older brother and we danced together. A young sister also joined as the singer. She was always invited to all of the weddings as the lead singer. So all of the weddings she got invited to sing and dance, she always took Dilon Jinji. There was a young boy at Bokisu, another direction from Mwamba, and the girls asked that young boy, "Who are you going to invite to entertain everyone at the wedding?" And the young guy said, "I'm going to invite Francisco Sibia." And then the girl said, "No, we want Marabenta." So the girls created the name Marabenta.
What is Marabenta, the meaning of Marabenta?
Marabenta means to destroy.
Who named him King of Marabenta?
It was another singer. His name is Fanny Fumo, another old Marabenta singer. Because there is no other man like me who sings, dances, plays, and then all the girls when I was young. So all these things put together makes me the king.
What does he think about Marabenta music today?
Most people now still dance Marabenta. I'm very happy.
Yes, so that was my interview with Dilon Jinji from Marakwene, Mozambique. And now you know what Marabenta is. You can watch that interview and many others, plus my Song of the Weeks, on my YouTube channel anytime. Just go to Music Time in Africa, watch, comment, and subscribe. Here's Amaka by the one and only Tubaba.
I like woman, I dare straightforward. I like truth and I dare rock woman, say. I don't call my guys around. I don't call my mama,
everybody. But I see you for Insta. You say you day Baja. And anytime I holla, you go say you day my area. I say no holla, but I don't dey wait you tire. I don't wait you certain. I don't dey lose weight though. I'm a guy disappoint me. You get confusion. I'm a guy disappoint me. But you ain't get disappointment. I know two face, so I dey straightforward too. But you guys tell me how we dey do you. And if I come through, Jay, you go and go on side. And if I drop rubber, Jay, you go turn up. I don't buy these, so I don't want them for my house. I don't call Larry, they set up for yard. I don't call my papa, tell him say you fine. I don't call everybody, I call everybody. I see you for Twitter, retweeting your mister. I enter your matter, but you don't want to answer. I say no, I holla. See, that's how you holla. I don't want you so tell, I don't lose weight too.
Mixing in the Foster.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Hey guys, how you doing? We are coming up on Song of the Week, Account Balance with Kwame, plus a whole lot more great Pan-African music to follow. But first, we gotta listen to some Renice. Yeah, she's my girl. I just love her voice. This is Mon Amour, or Mon Amour, my love.
Je te donnerai mon amour infini. Tu mérites mon amour, mon amour infini. Quand je suis malade, avec moi, ma kongo kongju, ma kongo kongja, ma gami yambo ningonga, ningin 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 ningin, ma kongo kongju, ma kongo kongja, ma gami yambo ningonga, ningin 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 ningin. Je te donnerai mon amour infini, tu mérites mon amour infini. Quand je suis malade, tu me soignes, oh bébé. Je suis né pour toi, l'amour est là, mon amour est fini, je pleure les larmes de joie. Ma kongo kongja, ma gami yambo ngonga,
singing Baby Marche Avec Moi, Walk With Me Baby. Hey there, lovies, this is Heather, and now it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, I'm here with Kwame Ofori. And the song is called Account Balance by the F-O-K-N Boys. How do you say that, Kwame?
F-O-K-N Boys.
Let's hit it. Surprises you. It's slow and it's like an indie sound.
And it's by indie artists because F-O-K-N Boys, who are Ghanaians, Mensa and Kubalo, individually artists but together F-O-K-N Boys, they are indie artists. They tour around the world. And for this song, Account Balance, which is off their new album, Afrobeat LOL, it's just their take on Afrobeat and laughing at Afrobeat, and then they ended up creating a good song. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to some more, and we'll come back and talk, because I have more questions.
Yes.
Me to see my car. She said she get reputation to keep in a car. Well, that's good, cause please, if I won't move, go this aqua. So we need on the bottoms again, yeah, kafa. Cause I would like to hustle with you, build my royal castle with you. Together, me, there you go, beat you go very far. Obe, who my cool time, who's and I will, who my cool mem. To look at crash, she can't be behind, chen and nipple. I say, I love you, my baby. She said, I know they work no more. So
the story here is obviously the woman is starting to like him, but she wants to know how much money he makes.
There you go.
So is he, but I can't figure out because it's mixed Twi and English, I don't speak Twi, but is he saying that when she sees the account balance, she's going to fall in love with him because the balance is so high?
So he's saying that she's asking for an account balance before she gets excited. Yes. So until I see that account balance, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, let's listen to some more.
She said, I know they work no more. So I for sure have my account balance before she go fall.
So this is a totally different kind of sound. It's like two songs in one.
Yes.
It has an up-tempo.
Yes.
And almost a Latin beat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the video, you'll see that there it breaks out into a whole different style.
It was shot in Tokyo. You should see the video. And they are dancing at Doha, and at the point, they are dancing at Zonto. People who live in Tokyo, people who are Japanese. Dancing Adoa and Azonto. That was like mind-boggling.
Oh, you rock for F-O-K-N Boys.
I say I love you, my baby. She said I know they work no more.
You. All right, man, that was just awesome. That was the F-O-K-N Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Song of the Week. It's called
Account Balance.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
And this is
Song of the Week.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, darling listeners. So this next song, Case, is by Nigerian singer-songwriter Teniola Apata, a.k.a. Tenny. Now, Tenny is the sister of Niniola. And Kwame, you and I featured Niniola on another song of the week. That yes. song was Magun, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, and so her sister, Tenny, has been racking up awards in the past couple of years. The Headies Award for Rookie of the Year, Nigerian Entertainment Award for Most Promising Act to Watch. But she only started her career in 2016.
Oh, yeah. And when she started, I think I watched her video on YouTube and I was like, this girl has a very bright future. She came in very strong personality-wise, her clothing. I was like, wow, this is someone to watch. So I'm not surprised she won Rookie of the Year.
Me too.
For the Headies.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this song called Case, I absolutely love. Number one, her voice is so good and it's so strong. And the story as it plays out in the music video is also super fun to watch. Now, did you watch it, Kwame?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you see that Tenny, big girl who is obsessed with this young, skinny, mind you, man. And she says she will do for his case anything.
Yes.
But at the end... Anyway, let's just listen to it. You gotta watch it if you wanna see what happens in the end.
Yeah.
I slap police for your case. I go to war for your case. I go to court for your case. I climb the bridge for your case. Enter water for your case. I punch the judge for your case. Anything you want, baby.
By Tenny. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. We go to Kenya now, a little Ohangla with Musa Jakadla. And after that, we've got a short vintage tune from L.I.B., followed by more great, great music. So don't touch that dial.
Musa mina kinyo wanyo nendu mana pika wiko yo Kadala wanya seme wanyo nendo Tumukita nyatigo kinyo Kadala umino mondi wanyo nengolo
panjo kitanya figo kinyo kadala wero wendo makwango hero maisha na donga sungo wendo mokwango lima edala waka poda trimi aja era na ne kadala wero wendo mokwango lima edala waka poda trimi. Baby, no one young or dog was so mocky sumo, or more than a pilla duo. Don't you know, young or dog was so mo, or had I not pilla duo? Baby, ting on a chemo, a chamo, and I am on a pilla duo. Era na ne. Don't you ting on a chemo, a chamo, and I am on a pilla duo. Sama kwano chanda to kwenja matin ya tingi yura mama. Oni kwano chanda to kwenja matin o mina wina. Kima duga kwenyo wudu minu kinyo, heraremo. Kima duga kwenyo wudu minu kinyo, heraremo. Kadala mwonya sami, heraremo. E Apollo unya kindu, usipa onwodo wa ondo. E chwara irini nyasoba. Hatubitu na mama. Hatubitu na mama. Hatubitu na mami amo. Hatubitu na mami amo. Aero gichunya.
Yeah, hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Luo singer Musa Jakadala with his 2018 single, Heraremo.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
All right, so now to our vintage tune. This song, like all of the ones I play in this vintage feature here on MTIA, comes from our own Voice of America music library of original recordings of African music that were made by the show's founder, Leo Sarkisian. Sometimes local radio station managers in Africa and artists would also give Leo copies of their work, so I sometimes play those songs too. But the point, the theme is, these are all old, and they're all digitized and available on a new website. That address I'll give you at the end of the hour. So this selection comes from a 1965 recording by Leo in Bandi, Liberia, the Kolahun district. The title is Yakoli, and it's a man playing a bow harp. He plays it very well. There's no question there, but I do have a question about it. How is he singing and playing at the same time? Listen, and if you know the answer, hit me up on social media or that website I'll tell you about at the end of the show, because I want to know. Right, so, yep, that's Yakoli, a live recording by the late Leo Sarkisian from 1965, Liberia. From here on, babes, it's nothing but awesome rockin' music. Here's Toast, this one out of Jamaica, by the amazing young lady, Coffee.
Gamble in a life, man. Go on with it, go on with it.
Yo, AJ, are you kidding me?
Toast, yeah. So we are coming with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right. Third form, me say, me try a thing.
addicted, I'm coming like a poison. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings, not just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends, we take off every load. One time did sit down in a class and we board, then all is said the road and me go on with the road. Toast, yeah.
Yeah, that was Coffee with Toast. Hey, guys, let's slow it down a little bit here with another great one, a brand new single out of Togo by a female artist called Varnia featuring Santrinos Rafael. It's called Mule Chaka. Right, that was Mule Chaka by Varnia featuring Santrinos Rafael. And from Togo to Mali, here's Umu Sangare with Kamalemba. She sings about that cheating, stealing, lying ladies man. You know there's one in every town.
Bamako tala mirimanyu ine dianyemo jarabi manyi itanyonye.
Everybody, that was Umu Sangare with Kamalemba. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're almost at the end of MTIA. This is the last song, but not the least. Do you remember last year I had an artist from Uganda join me here in the studio by the name of Maro? He was on tour with an American guy, Shane. Anyway, Maro has a new album out. It's called Good Decisions. And this is one of my favorites from the album. There might be more because I haven't listened to it all yet. But for now, this is my fave. It's called Anjagala.
Sugar na yeta kufana na Wena muli na mushuka bacho fika muna na Onda gabi njina yedi yobye salaba Ulimuru njinyonta de kumusalaba Manjiba kwefa saba jia kuntama Naina wala inda ina wala inja kubate matama Kuko mwana jagala
With Maro's song Anjagala, we have to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for joining me, darling listeners. And also special thanks to Dilon Jinji and to my Maputo team, Machu Mezango and Emidio Josine, for that interview in Mozambique. Also, Kwame Ofori, thanks for joining me today on Song of the Week.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, that account balance, boy.
Oh, yeah. You gotta step it up. Step your account balance up.
Also, thanks to Marvelous Nyahuye and to Salem Solomon for their help with songs from Zimbabwe and Ethiopia. Now, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows, please go to the website mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Again, that's mtia.sites, S-I-T-E-S, .uofmhosting.net. Also, visit me on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group, my Instagram, which is MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. And get updates, get fresh news, photos, and videos throughout the week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Until next week, stay beautiful.